naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
You said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time.
Yeah, buddy.
Maybe we're just trying too hard.
Maybe we are just trying too hard.
I don't know about you, but I'm not trying hard enough.
Oh. Hey, we asked for listeners listening via the web to chime in. A little roll call here. We got quite a few people responding. Some pretty cool stuff out there.
We got somebody from Tucson.
Yes.
I'm starting with the closest first.
Right.
Then we got...
Wait. Let's give props.
Oh, Tucson. Oh,
come on,
gosh.
Now.
I got to go
quick. You got to do this right.
Just saying hi. I think this was the guy. Now, he didn't identify himself,
okay.
And he's laughing his...
Yes.
Something off.
Hey, good morning, Tucson.
Hello. Here's Paul in Tucson, just saying hello all the way from Tucson.
All right, it's Paul.
Likes our redesign website, by the way.
You're right.
Just saying hello. Somebody from Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, thank you so much.
And two people from Chicago. And let me see where else. Did I say Minneapolis already?
Yes.
There's one from Scotland.
Scotland?
Yes, it says, hello, guys. Great show. I listen every week via the web, and I live in
Glasgow,
Scotland, UK. And his email address ends in .co.uk, so he's not just pulling our chain.
Really?
Yeah, it's Ian or Ian.
Ian, yes. I'm surprised he's listening, because usually if it's not Scottish, it's crap!
It's crap!
It's crap!
He's laughing at our accent.
I know.
Well, he'll be laughing in about 6 seconds, five,
four... Three. There he goes. Here he goes.
Laughing. That's pretty good, huh?
LOL. Actually, what's kind of cool about that is my daughter is with the people-to-people exchange program in Europe right now. She left 2 days ago. She's going to England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
You exchanged your daughter for a different model?
I did.
Did you trade her in?
Yes, for a new Game Boy.
You don't get a kid in exchange for her?
No. You don't want to do that.
What?
Well, you want somebody else's.
The
problems?
Laughter you hear in the background, by the way, is an audience we have in studio with us today.
In studio audience.
It's my brother-in-law Jim, and I'm supposed to.
Hi, Jim.
Since I have the power.
Yeah.
Say hi to Holly and Emily and Aaron.
This is the first time you've been on the radio, isn't it?
Well, no, but you know, it's a big deal for they're young children.
I got you. Hey, listen, we appreciate everybody that's chimed in. If you just heard about our roll call feature, we want to hear from you every week. If you're listening from all over the world via the web, let us know.
If you forgot to tell us now. We got lots of show left, so don't you worry your little face.
Where's Michael? She's supposed to be reading the news.
Michael from all the way from Phoenix in the other room?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, let's do a little technology news before we do the real news.
Okay, sounds good.
What?
Oh, we got my news.
The news sounder.
That's right.
Reporting in from our special news hub, Michael Valdivia.
Okay, there's a new chip that boots up as quick as a computer. I mean, it's...
Wow.
Excuse me. You caught me off guard. Yeah. I didn't know I was coming on right now.
Surprise.
First time on the radio?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's a new chip out that is supposed to boot your computer up as quick as a light.
Quick as a... You mean you turn it on, it's ready to go?
It's on. It's on
computing
immediately.
At the speed of light.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, faster than the speed of light, it seems like. And
wow.
It's supposed to be out as early as 2005.
Uh-huh.
So in a couple years.
Uh-huh.
And it's using this new kind of memory. It's called magnetic random access memory.
Oh.
So MRAM.
MRAM.
And it actually will be... They think it will replace DRAM, which everyone knows is what is the new thing right now everyone's been using, dynamic.
If it's magnetic-based, isn't it like just a hard drive?
Yes, but it's not exactly like that.
Yeah, don't get your memory chips near your hard drive.
Yeah.
I lost all my data. Got my memory too close.
Well, I'm having some corrupt memory issues.
Yeah.
Well, get your speaker away from your computer.
But it also acts like flash memory, so it will retain the information when the power's turned off.
Hey, this is a family show. No flashing involved or allowed.
Can you imagine? It's like my pen keeps getting sucked onto my computer.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
And then a big flash of light.
But I mean...
What else you got?
That'll be interesting.
Okay, and this one, this is great. This is a great gift for Father's Day.
Great gift?
Building a backyard cruise missile.
Oh, yeah! I was thinking about doing that myself.
I was thinking about going over to Iraq and getting some spare parts, but now...
Well, you can do it here at home via the internet. A gentleman in New Zealand who happens to be a handyman, and he has a passion for jet engines.
Can't we say handy person?
Handy person.
Thank you.
And he built a backyard cruise missile with parts from the internet, and these are all freely available.
Yes.
GPS system, everything. It will actually this thing actually works. It will fly up to 100 kilometers, which is about 60 miles.
Isn't it kilometers?
Kilometers. Yeah.
So, this guy hates his neighbors so much that he had to build a cruise missile?
Well, everyone told him he couldn't do it. So he's kind of one of those people who, you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it.
I told you that internet was nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
Just porn and cruise missiles.
This is the big thing. He is actually an internet site developer, and he's going to put directions on how to do it.
Great.
On the internet.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what we all need.
That's just what we were looking for.
The whole thing
worried
is
about domestic
the
terrorism. Here we go, huh?
The government knew he was doing it, didn't stop him, and I really, his point is, if I can do it, you people, you know, the government needs to watch out because that means other people can be doing it.
And you know the gun lobby's going, cruise missiles don't kill people.
Yeah.
It's those little red buttons.
Yeah. Exactly. But that is the news.
Wow.
That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got today.
Hey, how about, you want to say something to your father? You want to say Happy Father's Day to your dad?
That's you, Mike.
Oh, yes. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to her.
That was tearful. That was very, very
I'm choked
I love
up.
You.
Oh, God, that's better.
We're going to go see, I'm trying to get him to go to see X-Men 2 tomorrow.
Hey, guess where I'm going tonight?
Where are you going?
I'm going to go see Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, are you really?
Who are
these
people?
That's cool. That's very cool.
That's
you should take me.
No, I
should. I'll be your daughter.
No, I'm taking my wife.
It's a show about nothing anyway.
Right.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
That's the news for, as far as we know.
Yeah, there may be more, actually.
Hey, can you imagine having a machine, you turn it on, and it's actually ready to go?
No, I'm still stuck on this hole. I need to blow up my neighbor that lives...
cruise missile?
100 kilometers away from me.
Kilo?
Hey, if you want to know the real news...
Hey, hour number two of the Computer Corner coming up right after the real news with Gail Bass, the digital dominatrix, also known as...
And I was told... No. I'm told that we're reducing her credibility by calling her that.
What?
The digital dominatrix.
We don't care.
The double D Miss Gail Bass.
When did we ever care about that?
Absolutely. So, we're going to keep that name for her. Especially but that is coming up right now in a lot more show. We've got about 45 minutes left of show. We've got... Of course, coming up, our Geek Speak of the Week, our WebAttack.com free download of the week. And
we'll talk more about the ins and outs of updating software. We talked about which programs should you not update right away. Well, hold on. When we come back, we'll tell you.
All that stuff and more right here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney back after the long news.